Rambam was describing writing his Svarim, and particularly writing the Mishnah Torah, with an important Musar Haskel thrown in, for how to look in retrospect at one's work. I had a good objectives, I had proper objectives, and I did appropriate hishtadlus. I know for sure, Rachman Libaboy, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give me schar for having worked towards proper objectives. And hopefully one not only will get schar from Kadosh Baruch Hu, but one will in fact have actually helped people. Rambam says, I was seeking in writing the Mishnah Torah to make Torah more user-friendly, to make Torah more accessible by clarifying, by streamlining, by gathering all the disparate threads of a single topic from all the different masechtas and all the different midrashim into one organized stream of ideas. And once I got into this work, I realized it wouldn't make sense to do that, to clarify and to gather and to organize the details of our religion, the details of halacha, and not tend to the roots of halacha. So I shouldn't work on clarifying and organizing the roots of our religion, Ikari Amuna. And that makes sense in principle. They're going to put together an organized compendium of Torah Shabbat Peh. It should focus on the details of Pirtei Halacha and on Ikari Hadas. And not only does it make sense in principle, then Rambam says, I had a series of encounters that convinced me that it's important that Mishnah Torah should contain both halacha and emuna. The kol shekein shekar pogashnu adam shai nechshav mechachme Yisrael. I met a man. There are different versions here. Either I met a man who was thought of as one of the chachme Yisrael, or who thought of himself as one of the chachme Yisrael. A little more sharp. The Chai Hashem Yodeya Hayadarach Halacha. Ram says, I swear he knew how to learn. He knew halachic learning. Nasa v'nasa b'mochamta shel Torah. He could pilpul in a sugya. Kefi machshavto. According to his way of thinking, minurav. He's been steiging in Beis Medrash since he was a boy. And in his way of thinking, he's been successful in learning. And yet, who I am, misapekim, Hashem geshem, balayim, v'yad v'regel, b'nei mayim. And he's not sure, this guy who can hold his own in bavakami, yavamis, and zochim, he's not sure, does God actually have a physical body? Does God have eyes, and hands, and feet, and intestines? Kemosha bav papzukin, as is a literal implication of many psukim in Tanakh. Oh, I know guf. Or maybe he doesn't have a body. Rambam says, I was shocked. Here's a man who's holding Havayisah by Virava and is not sure about Ikari Amuna. Omnom, Achim Shabbagashin, the other people I met, Mianchik Sasarotsos, from certain places, from certain countries, Paskulagami Shugov, even worse, they weren't even agnostic about it. They were convinced that God has a body, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a physical creature, a physical item. And they would call me an apikoros, a kofer, for saying the opposite. They would call me an apikoros for thinking that God doesn't have a physical body. Krohumin, apikoros, and hevinu drashos masachet brachos al pshutehen. What led them astray, at least in part, is they took a number of agadotas and masachet, certain agadotas and masachet brachos, at literal face value. Rav Shalat suggests, as an example, Gemara talks of a famous Haggadah to the first parak of Brachas, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing tefillin. So they took that very surface level and said, oh, apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a head just like I have a head, and he has a body just like I have an arm. So the Rambam says, I've met people of both sorts. The chayotze b'zeh shamati of ketzas anashim shaloris. I've heard that about other people as well, people I haven't met. So I'm getting this sense, both from personal encounters and from hearsay, this is a real problem. I've come to understand that there are people who are entirely lost, hashkafically destroyed. V'shehem mazkinim, and these people are growing older. V'choshevim shehem echachmei Yisrael. Wow, his satirical pen is sharp. It says they think that they're gedolei Yisrael. When in fact, that's utterly foolish. That is, they're foolish people. Rambam says, they're more off the derech than animals. Their minds are full of baba mises. Their minds are full of ideas, baba mises, that uneducated people, untutored people, would be glad to absorb. In the Rambam's time, almost all women were uneducated. So this is Narishkeit. And they're like, he says, it's like they're totally, they have very specific capacity in Havais Dabai Varava, but they're, and that they're incredibly adept. But in terms of Ikari Amuna, they're like a six-year-old. He says they're worse off than at Yoser Toei Derech Min HaBehemos. Wow. Ra'inu, says, when I realized that this is a thing, Ra'inu Shetzar Chalonu Leve'er B'chibureinu HaTalmudim Ikarim Torim. I realized that in my work on, which is largely Talmudic, Mishnah Torah, I'm going to have to devote time to Ikarim Torim, the core principles of Torah. And he says, Al Tzala Sipur. I'm just going to describe it. It'll be like storytelling. It's going to be expository. Just going to present Ikari Amuna. Lo Al Tzad Havei Raya. I'm not going to do it without the proofs. Lahavdo, those who have taken advanced math courses know that you can, or advanced physics courses, you can teach with proofs or without proofs. But to teach with proof, the students have to have the capacity, have to be trained to appreciate that style of logic. Rambam says, I chose to include Ikari Amuna in Mishnah Torah without proofs. Just gonna lay out axioms. Lo Altsad Havirai, without giving any proofs. Ki Havas Harayel Sharash Mahim Tzrichel Mihiros B'chachmos Rabos. Lo yedu ha-talmudim darumahen. Because to appreciate the proofs, you have to have the type of training that much of my intended audience doesn't have at all. They're not going to appreciate these people who may or may not be talmidei chachamim in Bava Kamma, in the halacha of Bava Kamma, but don't appreciate the agada of Bava Kamma. So it's not going to help to have philosophical dissertation. So I'm just going to lay out Ikarim. I'm just going to present. We believe this about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to present the ideas. Kemoshe biyarnu mora nevuchim. Presumably he means, in the mora he does. The mora was written for an audience which has sophistication, which has an audience with a background of philosophy. So there I presented material about Amuna in a fashion that speaks to that audience. The Mishnah Torah can be read by people with philosophical background also, but it's not intended specifically uniquely for those people. So I present it, again, much as he does with the rest of Mishnah Torah. And the halachic parts of Mishnah Torah also are largely presented as facts without Mishnah, as Rambam himself writes in a different letter, Mishnah style rather than Gemara style. As a chibur rather than as a perish. He presents dinim. He presents the data of halacha. He doesn't present the shaka. The kavana does not present the shaka v'tarya. So he presents neither the shaka Talmudic shaka v'tarya for the chelaka halacha, nor philosophical shaka v'tarya for the chelaka agada in the Mishnah Torah. He presents the data. Ubacharnu lios ha'amitos mekubals etzel ha'amon lefachos. I'm not going to give proofs, but at least people, the broad population, should know what Jews are supposed to believe in. Whether you can explain with philosophical sophistication or not, but you should know what we believe about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should know what we believe about Torah Messina. You should know what we believe about Tzchar V'Yonash and Mechir Chavshus, and so on and so on. V'zacharnu b'psichas chibur ha-mishnah, then he says, I did this in the Perush HaMishnayis when I was younger. I did this in the Mishnah Torah when I was older, because he wrote the Perush HaMishnayis as a younger man. For some other time, the story of the writing of the Perush HaMishnayis is fascinating. I think he composed much of the Perush HaMishnayis when he was on the run across North Africa, if I remember correctly, from the Almohads. The capacity to do what he did is even more remarkable. It says at the and when you look particularly at the parts of the Perush HaMishnayis he's about to mention, some of the hakdamos which focus on hashkafa and amunah, the architecture, the way he crafted them and built them, is stunning, and all the more so when you realize he was not sitting peacefully at his desk in the Beis HaMedrash, or in his study, day after day, month after month. He says, and this is all b'chavana. Zacharnu b'psichas chibur ha-mishnah, in the hakdama at the beginning of Perush HaMishnayis, I wrote, Ikarim ru'uyim la-ha-min ba-nevuah, v'ikari ha-kabbalah. I explained important principles of emuna about nevuah and about the transmission of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh. Any rabbinic Jew, any Jew who believes in Torah Shel Peh, anyone who's not a Karaite and not a Tzaduki, I laid out the basics of what authentic traditional Yadus believes about Torah Shel Peh, about Nevuah, and so forth. He also has there a long and beautiful digression about Agarata, which he's going to get to an extent later in this Mamar as well. Then he says, a Perek Chelik, the Hakdama to the final chapter of Sanhedrin, which is famous for its second half, where he lays out, that's where the Rambam formulates 13 Ikari Amuna. This is in the Yaron Perek Chelik, Sharashim Nislim Basal Ugmul. I first began by explaining how things begin, and the sort of the arc of the universe, and ultimate reward, where it's only Lor Mashitele B'Yivut Uva Olam Haba. Yivut Agore, that's how everything began. And Olam Haba. Im Shar Pinos HaTorah. Together with the rest of the Ikari Amuna. Because at the end, the most famous part for most people is for the Rambam was the appendix. It gives you a listing of Yisod HaRishon, Yisod HaSheni, all the way through until Yisod HaShlosh also. The 13 Ani Mamet. And the Chena Sidur Gamkin, Bechibur HaGadol, HaMechuna Mishnah Torah. In my larger work, my magnum opus, which is called Mishnah Torah, Asher, and he says that as an aside, Asher liyakiru ma'alaso ela hamodim ala emes me'anshe hadas ve'hachachma. You won't really appreciate it unless you're honest, willing to recognize that something is good when it's good, and that you're holding and learning, which many of the Rambam's readers then and certainly now are not holding and learning. It's almost like talking across the generations. There are plenty of Maimonidean scholars who don't begin to appreciate Mishnah Torah because if you're not holding in Shas, you totally miss the profundity of it. I don't even mean Reb Chaim. If you don't know what it's like to learn Gemara, you don't begin to appreciate the sort of work that went into converting all of that into this. That's something Rabbi Rosenzweig has pointed out in the past. That in the academy, they think of the Mor Nevuchim as the Rambam's great work. And that's in part because of the bias that Rambam himself, right, talks about here. Rabbi Rosenzweig pointed out, Mor Nevuchim is an impressive work, but it's not unique. It was an impressive philosophical work. There were people before the Rambam who also wrote philosophical works. He wrote another work in that, an important work in that genre. So he has chidushim, specific chidushim within the Sefer. As opposed to Mishnah Torah, which was Lo Kam Kamohu. No one had ever done anything, created anything of the sort before, ever. And you think about, the Rambam did it without the Rambam. The Rambam did it without the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam did it without Masoras HaShas. He did it without a Bar Ilan, without a computer, without any indices, other than ones he made on his own. It's to think of the fact that he thought through all, he came up with the idea of doing this, which again, Gaonim had been doing along these lines, but nothing nearly as radical as Rambam conceived of doing. And then he digested all of Bavli and Yerushalmi and Midrashi Halacha, all of that, and then thought about how are we going to reorganize all of it into how to work through all the sugyas, decide on every sugya how we paskin, pick out what we paskin like, and redesign everything into a totally new organization of my own making. It's staggering. It's overwhelming. But if you haven't learned, you don't begin to appreciate the sort of genius and incredible hard work that you're looking at. He says, if you're holding and learning, a religious person is holding and learning. And you'll have seichel tov, you're a bright, insightful person. And you appreciate, you understand what it is to write and to compose. And you have a sense from learning of how scattered are all the threads that I pull together. And you begin to appreciate how they're organized. Okay. He says, Mishnah Torah is an important work from a halachic perspective. The Zachar Nubo, I did not shortchange the halachic side of Mishnah Torah, but I also added this important piece. I included as well, Kol Ikorim HaTorim, the HaTalmudim. I tried to include both the principles of Emunah as well as principles of halacha. V'kivanu bazesh yu elu anikram tami chachamim, O chachamim, O gaonim, O kamosha tirtesh tikraim. And I was hoping that people who get called tamir chachamim, ouch, or chachamim, or maybe they're called gaonim, or whatever you want to call them, that they should be bonim si'ifehem al shorashim talmudim. Number one, they should be building their detailed discussions of halacha based on real data, real halachic foundations, actually know what they're talking about. And they should actually remember what they learn and be able to walk away having things in hand, because now I've given them an organized structure. And all the halachic richness should be built on Torah principles, on the Torah, on a foundation of emunah v'leishlichu yedias Hashem acharei gevam, not to ignore and toss away Yedias Hashem as though, you know, that's not a Geshmak or Sugya, so I don't really care about that. Zerah Klim Rio Shagag, Yir Shlomidas, Geshmak. But Ikari Amuna, whatever. Chas V'Shalom, says Rambam. Chas V'Shalom. This is incredibly important guidance, imperatives from the Rambam in terms of being a Mechanech. Whether you plan to Mechanech other people's children or only your own children and yourself, to understand that a key part of what you're seeking to teach yourself and others is Yediyas Hashem, is Ikari Emunah, to make sure they have a balanced menu. Yasimu yishtad lusam agedola uzrizusam ashiyashlimim v'yikarvim elborim, to put great effort and great energy into the sort of things that make you a more complete person. They bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo mash yavi lach shov behem ha-shleimus etz ha-hamon. Care more about what's really important, care less about what's gives you social cachet, which is good advice in life in general. And it's an important reminder that we need to have a balanced approach to Avodas Hashem. He says, that was my goal. And it takes us back into what I was saying before. I was trying to do a good job. I was trying to present people with an organized approach to halacha, to bring together sugyas from all over Shas. People can walk out knowing something. And then you have the framework of Mishnah Torah. Then you begin to learn different sugyas. You put the pieces together. And the ideas you'll have, and the chidushim you have, and the psakim you'll have, will be built on a solid halachic foundation. Okay, it's hard for us to fully appreciate because we live in a post-Rambam age. It's hard to... It's so much built into our consciousness. Even before we ever opened the Mishnah and Torah, the bent of thought that the Rambam introduced into the world of learning is so much a part of how we've been trained. And, he says, I was also trying to provide a similar, parallel, organized approach to Ikare Muna. And he says, one of the Sharashim that I wanted to present was Olam Haba. One of the Sharashim was Olam Haba. And I began to talk about Olam Haba. Hechilonu l'saper be'amitas to Olam Haba. V'herachnu bo. I spent a lot of time talking to Olam Haba. And I brought many rites, divrei hakasuv, rites, divrei hachachamim zalalav. I brought rites from Torah Shebichsav, from Torah Shebapeh, ufei rashbu mashu ra'ui l'anshei hachachma l'farsho. And I understood and interpreted what appears in Tanakh and Chazal in a sophisticated way. And he says, and I explained Hodanu Bibianu Perek Chelek in the Hakdamat Perek Chelek, which is where he develops Ikari Emunah, the list of Ikari Emunah, preceded by a long discussion about the primacy of Olam Haba. The Rambam opens Hakdamat Chelek by asking, what is ultimate reward? What's the end goal? The ultimate destination, you keep mitzvahs, and thereby achieve what? And he presents a whole host of opinions. Some people think it's, goodness in Olam Hazeh. And some people think it's Yimos HaMashiach, Gan Eden, Tchiyas HaMeisim. Or some combination, all of the above, right? Option E. Ram already had option E, a five-way multiple choice, all of the above. And Rambam says, those are all true things. There is goodness in Olam Hazeh, and there is Gan Eden, and there will be Yimos HaMashiach, and there will be Tchiyas HaMeisim. They're all true, they all exist, or will exist, and they're all important, but they all pale in comparison to the real end goal, which is towers above all of them, which is Olam Haba. And that's the bulk of the Hakdama Techelet before he turns to enumerating the Ikari Emuna. And it's a position of the Rambam, and this is a position of the Rambam which we're going to have to expand on as we dig into this more deeply. The Rambam is of the opinion against most Rishonim. It's often presented as a machlokas Rambam and Rambam. Rambam lived two generations or so after the Rambam, so there were already plenty who held this way beforehand. It's often presented as Rambam, Rambam. Rambam and Shara Gemul takes the Rambam to task for this. And most Rishonim, Rambam among them, believe that Olam Haba and Tchiyas HaMeisim are the same thing. That Olam Haba means, after Yimos HaMashiach, there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim, and people's bodies and souls will be reconnected in an ideal fashion, and that will be Olam Haba. And the Rambam rejects that. Rambam says, no, they're two separate things. There's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim, and then later on there's going to be Olam Haba. And he says, I explained there. Hodanu asib asher samasin l'chaven l'veir ha'olam haba mibil t'tchiyas HaMeisim. And I explained there why I put so much focus on the concept of Olam Haba, and why I understand to be apart from Tchiyas HaMeisim. And anachnu lo ra'inu, in part because people get all involved in the details of Tchiyas HaMeisim. They're fascinating, and they sometimes have a lot of emotional pull to them. Lo ra'inu b'nei adam nosim nosim rak b'tchiyas HaMeisim. But I haven't come across people really getting involved in trying to understand the Olam Haba. I do come across a lot of people. People's imagination is caught much more by Tchiyas HaMeisim. There are all sorts of intriguing questions to ask. Hayakum aruma b'vushay. What does that mean, Tchiyas HaMeisim? And their body is already decomposed. Obviously, the body will reconstitute. But how about the clothing? People have come out of the ground with no clothing on? Are they going to come out of the ground with reconstituted clothing as well? So this is a question that gets discussed. Rasajigo and several generations before the Rambam, you write reports of many people asking these questions. V'chayotze be'ilah ha'she'elos. Adam ha'om haba shechachu lagami. And people totally were ignoring all Mahabha. That's why I was trying to rebalance the focus by giving extra focus to all Mahabha. Now, part of the reason why Tchias Vesmin gets so, as we'll see, for the Rambam, all Mahabha is a little more abstract. It's hard to wrap your mind around. And Tchias Vesmin answers the question of, will people get up, sort of very physical, a lot to imagine, it's a lot to think about. There also could be sometimes emotionally very thorny questions. A person was married more than a person lost a spouse and remarried. So a child from the first marriage or from the second marriage might wonder, well, when my parent comes back to life, married to which spouse? That's a tough question. That's a very tough question. And that's particularly when a person is in Avelos, so these are questions that they're rational questions, and they're very intertwined with powerful emotion of grief. These are questions that could really beset a person. So Rambam says, I understand that people get very focused on Tchias Meisim, but my opinion is, Tchias Meisim is important, but Om Haba is the even larger, bigger piece. I said, I was very clear. I was quite explicit, more than once, that Tchias HaMeisim is one of the 13 Ikar Emuna. We absolutely believe in Tchias HaMeisim. Now that we believe in it, that is one of the 13 Ikar Emuna, without which one is not Pikoros. But, Eino Tachas Achrona. It's not the final goal. Tachas Achrona is Chaya Olam Haba. Okay, so we're gonna pause here for now. The Rambam is gonna begin to talk about what do we believe in, Mirsam next time, what do we not believe in, and why. And we begin to explain, we'll see next time, we'll leave this as a cliffhanger, why does Rambam think that Olam Haba is so important, and why is Rambam so convinced that Olam Haba is not the same thing as Tchias HaMeisim, and wouldn't it be more efficient to assume it's all the same thing? Sounds like the same thing. The Rambam is going to point out important things the way we think and begin to talk about what are Ikari Emuna and what are not. What are things that we believe to be true versus things that we are convinced are principles of faith. And then after that, we're going to begin to think, we'll get a little bit of the story, the drama of the back and forth with the Rosh Hashiva in Bavel. And then the Rambam says, okay, now that you understand what happened and what the background is, what the story is, now let me start and actually present, here's what we believe in, and here's why. And he's going to develop along the way so many different concepts in Ikari Emuna and so many different tools in thinking about Ikari Emuna.